This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pirates walk-off winners over the Kansas City Royals last night at PNC Park off the bat of Jacob Stallings, who had multiple hits. A lot of new guys up and a part of this club right now, getting more opportunities because, well, Gregory Polanco is out for the foreseeable future, at least a couple of months into next season. Joe Block, Pirates play-by-play man, joins us now to talk about all these issues and then some. Morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Let's start with a couple of things that popped up since we last spoke. It sounded like Neil Huntington on Sunday was basically penciling in Adam Frazier for that starting second base spot going into 2019, but at the same time, they've got to figure out what they're going to do with right field for the first 2.5 months of next season with Gregory Polanco out. What does that mean for Frazier's role in both spots, I guess, going forward?
Yeah, I think, you know, Frazier's probably better suited for second base, of course, but he's shown that he's more than capable of playing the outfield, so that does give the Pirates options. You know, this September, becomes kind of important, I think, for two reasons. One, like you said, you know, you're looking at some of these younger guys. Can any of these guys be bench players? Can any of these guys be starting players, whether it's in April, whether it's, you know, by June or July next season? You know, who are these guys? Let's get at least some more information. You maybe can't make a final decision on them, but you can get some more information. And I think that will help determine the course of what Neil does in the off season. You know, how aggressive the Pirates are in free agency. They're going to have some more room on their payroll, obviously, this year. So this off season coming in. So we'll see how they operate with that. But also, I think, as it turns out, you know, with the Pirates winning 9 of 12, you know, kind of backing in their way to right now a winning record. And if they finish with a winning record this season, I think that's exceeded a lot of people's expectations. You know, for me, I think this popped into my head yesterday. If you're building off, let's say, an 82-win team, now it's a lot easier to convince, you know, players, fans, everybody, broadcasters, you know, hey, can we add 6 or 8 wins to this team and get them into the postseason? That's a lot easier to do, I think, than trying to say, hey, can we win 15 more games than the year before?
Joe, will Jung Ho Kang play another game as a Pittsburgh Pirate?
I think possibly. You know, what Neil said on his show was that, you know, if they could kind of come up with a dollar figure that, you know, makes sense, they like the upside, you know, for, and this is all just, you know, speculation on my part, but so what that sounds like is, yeah, they're probably going to decline the option. I think it's for 5+. That doesn't sound like the right number for a guy that hasn't played baseball in a couple years. But, you know, there is a thought that, hey, the Pirates could use some power, you know, and if Gung can be right and be anything like his former self, 2 years removed from playing Major League Baseball, sure, he's very intriguing. So, and from Gung's perspective, why wouldn't he select the Pirates, the only Major League team that he's ever known, you know, in a time in his life that has had some tumult? So it seems like that would be a perfect marriage. You know, and you could maybe have an opportunity to see, all right, let's give him 6 weeks in spring training and see if he can be anything close to what he was. So I think it's a definite possibility.
Joe Block with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Joe, we talk about Kramer and Newman all the time. Have either one of them done enough to this point that you look at them and say, yes, this guy is definitely on the roster or in the starting lineup as an everyday player in 2019 without showing us anything else?
Well, I think it's premature, even if let's go back to Austin Meadows. You know, Austin Meadows comes up, and for a month, you know, he looks like not only would he be an everyday player in the major leagues, which I still think he will be, but, you know, he was looking like he was on pace to be kind of an all-star already from the get-go. Now, of course, what does the second month and the third month bring? You know, I think we're just getting a read, say, on a guy like Adam Frazier. You know, I think we're now seeing enough from Frazier 3 years into his major league career that we can kind of get a really good read on what player he is. you know, and so to have 3 weeks of a player or 20 or 30 at bats, I think is vastly premature. But, you know, you're starting to see a little bit of what the skill sets are with Newman, I think. Kramer, I don't think we've even seen enough to even know what he's capable of, other than maybe in a few spring training games. But, you know, I think it takes a long time to really get a good grasp on, you know, who the player is, what they're going to be, because they change so much in their first few years in the major leagues.
Can Jameson Taillon be a 20-game guy and like a 2.3 ERA guy over the course of a season from front to back?
I think he could do the latter. I don't know if anyone can win 20 games anymore. You know, you just don't you don't see 20-game winners. But I, if you were to tell me yes or no, would Taillon have a season in his career with a 2.3 ERA, which is ridiculous these days? I'd say yes. You know, I if you take away those two bad starts he had in April, he'd be somewhere close to that, I think. You know,
yeah.
2.5 maybe this year. So why not? I mean, he's already pretty much doing that this year.
Joe, we appreciate the time as always. We'll catch up with you again next week as we come down the home stretch.
Awesome, guys. Thanks again for the time.
No problem. Joe Block with us, Pirates play-by-play voice here on The Fan Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.